Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here we are. It is Tuesday afternoon. If you're like me, and quite frankly, a lot like just about everybody, it's a little off, isn't it? No, seriously, everything happens when you've got a Monday off, whether it is for a sad reason, such as Memorial Day, or a happy reason for some other holiday that we're observing and we get the day off. There's just something that happens, man. I'm telling you. We all find ourselves just slightly behind the curveball. And that's kind of what's happening today, so that you know. I always want to be as honest with you as humanly possible. I have mentioned to you that in the past, I have sometimes been, a little too honest. Heidi has taken me to task for that throughout the years. I promise you. But all of that being said, it is a lovely Tuesday afternoon. The rain is falling, and if you like this weather, fantastic, because this is the weather that we have got for, the next week or thereabouts. And it's not going to be much different. I'm telling you, there'll be days that it's a little bit lighter, days that it's a little bit heavier, days that it's a little bit warmer, days that it is a little bit cooler, and all of that being said, all right. But we are dealing with it today. I've got a lot of stuff coming up today, and some of it includes this here little show, and some of it does not. Right. This evening, I am absolutely blessed to report that I will be delivering one of my favorite keynote addresses to the, yes, that's correct, Heidi. My lovely bride is just poking her head in here going, hey, where'd you go? I'm right here. I've got work to do, my dear. I will be delivering one of my favorite keynote addresses, which is entitled, Why Would Anyone Want to Do That Job? And in fact, that keynote address has grown out of conversations that I have had with Heidi through the years. Heidi has continually asked me, why would anyone do that job? And no, it is not why would anyone do this job of sitting and chatting with a collection of friends? Why would anyone do that job where you're amongst people who many times don't want you there, amongst people who really do not like you? You're in situations where you are seeing just ugly, nasty things on a pretty consistent basis. So why would anyone want to do that job? I try to explain to her, and then before I could even start, she'd say, for the money? Well, anybody who has ever been a police officer of any sort knows it's certainly not for the money. Benefits? No, not really. What about for the amazing vacation time and you see where I'm going. There are reasons that you just cannot explain. But if you've ever been drawn to law enforcement as a career, then I guess you don't need to explain. You already know what it is. So that's the speech, the presentation, the keynote, the chat that I'll be having this evening. And I'm really, really excited about it. It gives me a great deal of hope to see so many of these amazing young men and young women who have answered the call and, in fact, are going out to serve and protect us. It makes me feel good because I get to share some stuff that I just feel compelled to share. Some of it goes back a long, long time. My field training officer, one of my earliest partners, I know I've told you about him. I've not used his name, and I still won't use his name, but he shot himself. And so that changed a lot of my perspective on a lot of things. And I will be able to talk about that a little bit this evening. A few other things are happening here inside of Casa Katz, which are totally personal. I mean, they don't necessarily involve anybody else, and there's nothing negative. It's just very challenging. The next couple of days are the final days that Julia will be attending the Hanover County Public Schools. She turns 22. She's turned 22, rather, and she'll be graduating. Now, it means something a little bit different for Julia and her situation than it would for somebody else. First of all, Julia's 22, and she is, quote, graduating from high school. Why? Well, with disabilities, you are allowed to be in the public school systems until you are age 22. And we've kind of joked about it, not Julia, because, again, Julia doesn't really have an awareness of this. But Heidi and I have, and friends of ours have, whose kids have also been in that situation. Well, you know, you're graduating from the 16th grade. Good work. Good work. But after Julia graduates on Saturday, Friday's going to be her last day. But after she graduates on Saturday, boy, things are going to be a little bit different in our household. The good side? Oh, no, there's an upside. The upside is I don't have to get up as early anymore. You know, we get up early to get Julia ready for school. And without a school bus coming and without school in the future, well, we're not getting up that early. But then the question comes up, well, what are we going to do? And what is Julia going to do? And that is, to put it mildly, a very, very heavy lift. A very heavy lift. And we don't have the answers to that. You might have suggestions, and you're always welcome to send me your suggestions on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Maybe you're involved in a really good day program. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter, a niece, nephew, grandchild with challenges and special needs and disabilities and whatever other terms we're using these days. But you might have a good idea. So seriously, send it to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I would love to hear what your insight is, what your experiences are. So that's been something that we are dealing with. And I also have a big, gigantic, positive announcement, but I can't announce it. And it's nothing to do with the Radio Factory. And it's nothing to do with anything except that it is really, from my point of view, going to be an absolute game changer and life changer. No, I'm not. Stop it. Jeremy is already thinking, well, you're going, aren't you? No, and here's Jeremy working on all this stuff to make this show achieve a certain level of mediocrity each and every day. Well, you know my policy. If you set the bar lower, it is so much easier to hit it. But Jeremy is always doing extra work and making it sound better than it should. So thanks, Germ. But I promise you, nothing bad happening anywhere at any time. And I'm not picking up and moving or there's nothing. I swear to you, it's all good. But it's one of those things I've been asked not to share by the folks who have shared it with me. And so I can't share it yet because they said don't share it. So I'm not going to share it, but I have shared it inside my house. And Heidi is excited, and I'm just over the moon. And yeah, you know what? If you've been, actually, you might be able to figure out some of it. If you've been with me for a while, you know, there's certain things I've always wanted to do. There's certain things that I think are vitally important. There's certain things I've wanted to achieve. So maybe it could be one of those things. You never, ever, ever, ever know. That's all I'm saying. But all of that being said, there's just a lot of stuff that is going on. And of course, we just came through Memorial Day. I know we were talking about it in the last hour, but I again want to thank my friends over there at the Virginia War Memorial. Such a great collection of people, whether it is Dr. Clay Mountcastle, who's, I mean, he's the guy, nobody better than Clay. But there's just so many great things. And yesterday I was so honored. I had post number 11. There were a number of us who had been invited quite some time ago to read the names of the fallen, our Virginia heroes who are enshrined on the Shrine of Memory at the Virginia War Memorial. There's almost 12,000 names there. And a number of us were asked, would you come down? Because we are going to say their names. It was a marathon. We started, I want to say, probably around noonish I don't know what time the last person concluded. I think it was around midnight. And each of us were assigned to read a chunk of names. To have been asked to do that was just mind-blowing and humbling and such an honor. And I know I mentioned that before, but I keep coming back to it. There's certain things that I've done throughout my life that I believe will always be with me one way or another. And being part of that, the first ever Say Their Names Marathon at the Virginia War Memorial, is certainly, certainly going to be on that list. You make no mistake about that. And I said I had post number 11. Post number one, the first person to do it, of course, was designated as Governor Glenn Youngkin. And we had the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and some of the board members of the Virginia War Memorial and the War Memorial Foundation. And then there was me. And I got to tell you, I may speak for a living, but you get there and you realize you are charged with reading names of real heroes. Kids, in many ways, I mean, 18, 19 years old, who gave it all, left it all. And we can never, ever truly repay their debt. But the very least we can do is to say their names. And I hope that this is not a one-time thing. I hope it becomes an annual event. If you simply want to go to the Virginia War Memorial and read some of the names, as you should, you can do it. Virginia War Memorial is always open, and it's free, and it's just an amazing, amazing place. Our friend William Burnett was with us the other day. He is running for sheriff in the city of Richmond. My humble opinion, this is the last chance to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It is an absolute abomination as a result of terribly gross mismanagement on the part of the current sheriff. And so we will revisit this chat with William Burnett. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here we are Tuesday afternoon. I would love to tell you that it's sunny and lovely and warm and pleasant, but then I would be a liar, and I do my best not to engage in prevarication. I'm not a politician, after all. No, I am simply your humble little radio personality here. James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Please always feel free to send me a text. I do love reading them. We will revisit this chat with William Burnett. We'll do that in a couple of moments. William Burnett, as you hopefully recall, a retired sergeant from the Richmond Police Department. And then he came out of retirement, went back to the Richmond Police Department. He had served as the lieutenant colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody inside the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for many years. I think it was 12 years. And he knows exactly what is wrong with the sheriff's office. He knows exactly what's right at the sheriff's office. And unfortunately, due to the last 8 years with the current sheriff, there's a lot more wrong than there is right. We've got untold deaths occurring at the Richmond City Jail. Why? Well, because there's no staffing, because the current sheriff cannot retain staff. That's how terrible it is to work for her. It's due to drugs. Now, why is that? Because, again, the current sheriff for the city of Richmond can't keep the drugs out of the city jail. Are you ever going to keep all of the drugs out? I would say probably not. I'm not an expert in that area, but my inkling is that probably not would be the correct answer. But you've got to do something. You've got to have the proper staffing so that not just the staff is safer, not just the deputies, but that the inmates are safer. You've got to keep the drugs out. Again, why? You got to keep the inmates safe. You and I certainly hope that we will never be a guest of the Richmond City Jail. I got it. But don't we as human beings have a responsibility to our fellow human beings who in fact are being held at the Richmond City Jail? I think we do. I think we have a very serious obligation. The sheriff has a serious, solemn obligation as a result of her oath of office to take care of those inmates. Now, you don't have to leave chocolates on their pillows each and every night, but by God, you ought to be doing something to keep them safe inside that jail while they are in your custody. So we'll hopefully get some sort of a solution on that. We've got a lot of stuff coming up over the next couple of days. Good weather would not be on that list. I've just got to tell you that. We don't have good weather on the way. Not for a long time. About a week. Isn't that crazy? Honest to goodness, I am looking at the long-range forecast. I've checked over with Matt DiNardo and the whole team at 8 News and all that. We basically have what we have today for about a week. You had outside plans. Yeah, this may not be the week to get them done. Unless, of course, you're a duck, in which case you're going to just love the heck out of this weather. It might be an old mallard sort of a moment. Or Millard, right? Millard the Mallard might have enjoyed this sort of weather. But for you, for me, not so much. Not so much. I will tell you this, that I'm going to spend a little bit of time later this week talking a little bit more about the changes that we're seeing with Julia now, as Julia is getting ready to, quote, graduate from high school. It's going to be a big thing. It really is. It's going to be very, very different. I am going to miss making sandwiches in the morning. I think, however, we will see a cost savings, because I don't think we have any other reason at this point to ever buy one of those Ziploc sandwich bags again. Seriously, I think we're going to be totally out of the sandwich bag business. So Glad or whoever it is that makes those bags, you guys are probably going to take a hit on the market, because we're just not going to be doing that like we did. But I don't know. Maybe I'll still make a sandwich every once in a while. Also, what I'm really going to miss, you may think this a little crazy, but I'm really going to miss Julia's friends. Because in the mornings, any chance I've had throughout the years to walk her out to the bus and say hello to Julia's friends, because Julia's friends are great. They really are. They're just phenomenal kids. And they're not graduating necessarily this year. So I'm not going to hear, hello, Julia's dad, as much as I used to. And you know who else we're going to miss? Yeah, we're going to miss all the teachers and therapists and aides and all that stuff. But we're really going to miss Dave and Alfred. Dave has been Julia's bus driver the last couple of years, and Alfred has been the bus aide for the last couple of years, and those are just two of the finest guys that I know. I'm not going to get maudlin, although I will be talking about it throughout the week. There, that's just the truth of it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. There's a little bit of rain. Kind of, sort of, sticking around. It's going to be kind of on and off for another hour, couple of hours, depending on where you are. As you know, I am concerned with what is and is not happening at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It's a disaster, in my opinion. The last 8 years have been an absolute disaster. Run into the ground. Staffing is ridiculous. The inmate deaths are just unconscionable. And you have somebody who's running, William Burnett. William Burnett was a law enforcement officer, Richmond police officer, Richmond police sergeant, I don't know, 25, 30 years worth of experience. I think he actually ran the jail operations when Sheriff Woody was in place. But we came across a story the other day about somebody or some people going around stealing campaign signs. So I wanted to get William on to find out exactly what that was all about, and then talk about some of the issues, because in the city of Richmond, voting is underway right now. They have early voting in the city of Richmond, and the official election day is June the 17th, but Early voting is underway in the city. William, thank you for being here again.
Thank you for having me again, Jeff. I appreciate it, and I understand your concern, and most citizens should understand it as well.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about that, but I want to know what's going on with your sign. Somebody was telling me that, upwards of 100 had been stolen? Is that right?
Yes, Jeff. Whoever is behind it, this is orchestrated. It's planned. It's strategic. I've had several residents come out and say, and the worst part, they're using kids. One guy was going up the street driving his car, and two little small kids jumped out, and they went straight down the block and just took all kinds of signs out of people, out of people's yard, actually, you know, just snatching them up. We've lost probably about, I would say, about 200 of them.
Wow. Now, I know that the signs are not inexpensive. They're $5, $6 a piece, so that's a big chunk of cash.
Oh, yes. I think we spent our budget was about $5,000 for those signs that we put out.
Wow.
And for people to come through in a way of as fast as we put them down, I took them out my own yard. I went to the store, came back from the store. I wasn't gone but 30 minutes, and by the time I got back, somebody had gone in my yard and took my signs, my neighbor, and two of my neighbor's signs.
Wow. William, I hate to be the one to cast aspersions, right? I there's a part of me that says, it's just some knucklehead kids. They got nothing else to do. But when the only signs being reported as stolen are the signs heralding William Burnett for sheriff, I don't know, maybe it's the old comp in me, but there are a couple of spidey senses that are tingling here.
I would say the same thing, Jeff. I would tell you, no youth at that age, even teenagers like the one we caught on a picture that we put out on Facebook, they're not going to go all over the entire city just picking up signs and kicking them over and ripping them up unless somebody is behind them, whether they paying them or whether they support the current administration. But this is something that's orchestrated, and it's ridiculous because we at this point don't even look at her signs. We don't touch them. I don't have anybody bothering them. And, you know, we talk about character like was said at the last debate we had, and I don't call it character when you got people out there that's doing that type of stuff. Now, I'm not saying the sheriff is behind it, but it's in her favor. I will say that much.
It is shameful. It is absolutely a shameful situation. William Burnett is joining us. William is running for the post, sheriff of the city of Richmond. There is early voting underway right now in the city. The general election day is June 17th. William, let me ask you about any investigation or criminal pursuit with the signs. Is Richmond Police Department investigating now?
I reached out to somebody within the police department, and I was advised what to do to go and take a report. So I went over to the precinct earlier today, but I guess they were tied up. But I will be there first thing in the morning. I'm going to pass on the pictures. I got other videos that another resident gave me. I got license plates to the people that was on in the video. I mean, on the picture that I posted on Facebook, we have their license plate. The resident that confronted them said that they were very threatening. They first said that they were city workers, and then they came back, well, no, we are supporters of Antoinette Irving. And that's their words, not mine. That's what they told that citizen.
Let's talk about some of the changes you would institute, William, because there's nobody, in my opinion, unless they are the current sheriff or they work for the current sheriff, who thinks that what's happening at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and the Richmond City Jail right now is a good situation. I mentioned you bring decades of experience as a Richmond police officer, but you were also with Sheriff Woody, right? You took care of the jail operations.
Correct. I served as lieutenant colonel, which was second in command in that position for the entire 12 years I was there, and we had some amazing results. We turned a $5 million budget deficit into a surplus and gave money back to the taxpayers all 12 years. We, first time ever in the history of the Sheriff Department, we created or reached the accreditation status, state accreditation status, which no other sheriff in that jail had ever reached. We were able to get people off the floor when we got there, which was a $132 million new justice center that was decades old, and we were able to, within our first couple of years, to secure that. We partnered with VCU, VSU, VBU, VSU, VSU, VUU, and VCU. I get them letters right. And we were able to bring classes to the university and from the university to the jail. And these guys were out actually getting their, working on their college degrees. So we did some amazing things. And the things that we got to work on going into this new, into the new decade to come is the drugs that's flowing in that jail. It's people are dying left and right, overdosing left and right. It's just a bad situation. But one of the things I'm going to put in place to curb some of that, you're never going to stop all the drugs, but I'm going to put a drug detection dog on every single shift. When you come into that jail, you will pass that dog. That will be your only in and exit when it comes to my staff, because the staff are the only ones that come in contact with the inmates in the jail at this time. There will be an end to that in and out. You'll come to work, and when you get to work, you bring what you need, and you won't leave until it's time for you to go home, unless it's an emergency or something to that effect. But we have got to stop the flow of drugs coming into that jail. People are dying left and right. We also got to work on the staffing, and I'm going to look at the staffing in a way of recruiting a football player. I'm going to look outside of the region as far as New York and Florida. I'm going to hit every military base, every college that I can get into, and then I'm going to sell the city on this person. I'm not just going to, you know, try to sell the sheriff department, but we got to sell the city of Richmond. So I'm going to look at all types of ways that we can bring people in here to kill that shortage that they got. It's 8 years later, Jeff, you know yourself, when she first started, she was hundreds of positions vacant, and 8 years later, still 180 positions or 200 positions vacant. So it's a lot to fix down there, but I'm the right person to do it.
Well, I don't doubt that for a second, William. And I look at this situation and I remind people there are some people who perhaps have the mindset that says, well, I'm a law enforcement guy and I want those deputies to be safe in that facility. We're all on that page, you and I and many others. But there's also the reality, and that is that as the sheriff, you have an obligation to keep those inmates safe. And there are a lot of people, you and I both know, that kind of write off the inmates. Oh, well, too bad. They're bad people. They did this. They're still human beings. And it is the obligation of the sheriff to keep them safe. And this sheriff doesn't have enough staffing. We know that. But she's also letting the inmates call the shots, which is resulting, in my opinion, in the deaths of so many of those inmates.
No question. When you don't have the staffing to make the proper rounds, even if somebody, like you say, they people as well, and you get in there, you get hold to some bad drugs, you don't have the staffing to make the proper rounds, then I don't know what to say, but I will say this. The sheriff department doesn't have the staffing issues. It's the retaining them there. That's the question. She hires people. You can FOIA and you can see the people that's being hired. But what she can't do is retain people. And if you don't create an environment for opportunity, if you don't create an environment that's for fairness, if you don't do everything you can make that place safe, then people are going to quit. They're going to go to other agencies. It's not about money, because right now they're close to the surrounding jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And they have the highest staffing losses right now in the state of Virginia.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, William, I want to remind people, the voting is underway right now. You've got early voting going on in the city of Richmond. People can go and vote if they are city residents. The election day, official election day, is June 17th. But I got to figure you're going to need to replace some signs and the rest of it. I want people to know about you, and heck, I want them to be able to support you. What's the best way for them to do all of that?
You know, we always need financial assistance, and you can go to my webpage at williamburnettforsheriff.org. It has a location on there where you can click on and you can donate. And like you say, Jeff, this is a very expensive campaign. Is expensive, and when you losing signs hundreds at a time, and I mean, you find people with cars full of signs, it's costly. So yeah, they can go there, they can work the polls for me. I need people that's going to work the polls. We want to cover the entire city. We're doing door-to-door every single day. If you're interested, you can send me an email. I'll tell you the times and what places where we're going to meet, and we're going to get out there. But, Jeff, we came really, really close the last time, but this time we're going to take it to the team this time.
I hear you. Listen, William, I always appreciate you being here. We will chat again soon. There's no doubt about that. Keep the faith. Get out there and do what you got to do. That is William Burnett. William is running for the post, sheriff of the city of Richmond. And I will say again, in my opinion, this is the last chance for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. The last 8 years have ground it down to nothing. When Sheriff Irving came in, that Richmond City Jail was a state-of-the-art accredited facility. I understand nobody wants to spend their free weekend at the jail. I got it. But if you had to be in a jail, the Richmond City Jail at that point was as good as it could get and fully staffed. Now, 8 years later, it is an absolute, it's a pit of despair. And William says he's the guy to go in. Remember, for 12 years, Lieutenant Colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody. He knows that jail inside and out. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. I know, I keep saying that, but you know why? Because it's Tuesday. And my entire internal clock radio alarm division is just all sorts of messed up because I had a day off. We all had a day off, did we not? And people went to the beach and we had cookouts and we did this and that. I'm hoping, I am just hoping and hoping that you remembered to take a moment to remember those who gave everything. I know we've spoken about it, but my gosh, I just don't feel that I can speak about it enough. I would like to always come back to the mornings and the afternoons and the nights where we take just a moment and think about those who made that ultimate sacrifice. I will never forget the honor that was bestowed upon me yesterday, having been invited to be part of the Say Their Names Marathon at the Virginia War Memorial. Absolutely a life-changing event for me, and so happy to have been part of it. I take a look at some of the things that I've been able to do and realize just how blessed I have been throughout the years. And so that goes on that list. It is an amazing place. And you know what was really cool? Rich Herrera, who, you know, hosts Richmond's Morning News, was there. He came out just to see it. He wasn't part of anything. And I don't mean that in a, you know, any sort of a slight. It's just that he's relatively new to the area. And he said, oh, man, I love the fact. This place exists. And I was there with Jeb Hockman, and everybody knows Jeb. I would give you some sort of a Jeb job description, but there's just no way to do it. Why? Because Jeb has had jobs and retired, I think at this point, 118 separate times. I kid you not. It just seems like Jeb is always figuring out a way to do really, really great work and then saying, yep, Now I'm going to go and do something else. Now I'm going to go and retire and promise Mrs. Hockman that I'm going to do all of the things on her honey-do list. And then, as we all know, they never happen. But it was so nice to help facilitate that introduction between Rich and Jeb and Jeb and Rich. And I understand that Rich actually stuck around till later in the evening because there were a few people who were supposed to be there and they had travel difficulties or other things that popped up and they weren't able to be there. And so if I understand it correctly, and I didn't hear Rich talking about it this morning. So you know what I'm going to have to do? What you have to do in case you missed Rich's show, go to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, and you can actually take a listen. Seriously, well, that's what I'm going to do because I want to find out. Somebody said that he actually stuck around and kind of was the pinch hitter, which is fantastic. And I think a real great introduction to our community. For him and for our community to realize, hey, he's willing to step up to the plate. That's good stuff. So I'm going to go back and take a listen. Of course, each and every morning at 6, you ought to be listening to Rich to figure out what's going on in the mornings, get you into work, and hopefully you're hanging out on the way home with me in the afternoon. Again, we've got all sorts of great stuff that we're going to be dealing with this week. You are always welcome, no matter the time of the day, to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.